I think I heard of that. Called the radio.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Join News Talk 93.1. On the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you, but unfortunately, the drought continues to get worse, and the record high temperatures will continue for the next several days. In fact, well into next week, I think. Our forecast for tonight calling for mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 72. Then for tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, look for high temperatures in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day. Rain chances averaging about 10%, not quite zero. And then the month of October starts on Tuesday on a hot and dry note. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
A likely moderator, yeah. apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now,
need some wood?
Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
The poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 15-38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on, buddy.
Screw off.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the CNN projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska, with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming, with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much.
It's unbelievable.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the biggest, baddest, and happiest broadcast in all the world. Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM. WACB at 308.
Jay Quang. Jay Quang and
I think he's on the way.
And here they are.
Rosie is here. Jebra. Very quickly.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And the game is the name game. And this hour's name is Shanika Taylor. Shanika Taylor, you have till 4 o'clock to call us at 396-5477 and make yourself eligible to win an incredible gift. A 65, got all the details right here. 65-inch smart TV from Cones Electronics and Appliances. And this has everything. Everything. This is your dream TV. Shanika Taylor, 396-5477. Phone calls already. I must have done something wrong. And here's an old buddy, Charlie C.
Hello, Greg.
Charlie, I didn't get my email from you this month about where the Cosmatics are going to be playing.
That's because the Cosmatics have lost their guitar player.
Oh.
And we're looking for one. So we had to cancel all our gigs.
I am sorry to hear that, but you see, I pay attention for that. It's habit forming, you guys.
Skip the politics and the band. Today is your birthday, and I wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday.
That's very kind, man. I really, from a celebrity like you, no less, that
you're
means
right.
A lot.
And you're now 3 years closer to me, as you always are.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it takes you 2 months to get within 3 again, but you did it.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Charlie.
All right, you have a great day, okay?
Oh, my goodness. The fireworks have arrived with...
Party hats. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Hold on.
This doesn't violate attorney Taco's privilege, does it?
No, of course not.
You too. I mean, they've got...
Hold on, you have...
Tiara's... Oh, and a pimp hat for me. Wow.
We have noisemakers.
We celebrate big, man.
You'll have to get a picture of me with the hat on, because I got to show that off. I'll be wearing that in public, no doubt. And the balloons are being affixed to my seat. I mean, the one I'm sitting in, not the one in my pants.
Did you just play a Trump clip?
Yes. I did.
I got a message from my husband. He's playing my all-time favorite Trump clip right now. I don't know what you just played.
I did it. I heard the president today. He was so amazing and so inspiring, and he just lit into these swamp cretins, and you can't argue with a single thing he said. And he called him out for doing nothing for the country, for one fake nonsense waste of time after the other. While, ironically, who would have thought this a couple of years ago? Praising Mexico for having 27,000 troops at the border. Mexico is doing what the Democrats won't. And if they think this is going to play in their favor next year, they're wrong. They need to be slaughtered at the polls. They should have, like, maybe 8 seats in Congress. And we should get every Senate seat that's up for grabs because the people are waking up to this. I even saw a thing today. The people on Wall Street are warming to Trump, not just because the economy's good, but because they know Elizabeth Warren wants to pull her hatchet out and cut them to shreds with taxes because they're the evil rich. And America is not buying this socialist message, and they're going to find that out big time next year. Billy is our next caller at 272-9228. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Greg. Happy birthday.
I appreciate it very much. It's been...
Man, I tell you,
I haven't had a bad birthday in many years, but you know what? Today may be the best of a lifetime. I'm serious. I'm in a studio with three beautiful women. I've got a new hat.
Noisemakers.
Noisemakers.
Balloons.
And, yeah, it's a party in here, man. Does it get better than that?
You made one more trip around the sun. That's great, man.
Yes.
Awesome. I really hope I have a few more.
But you know, Greg...
you do, Greg.
Listening to you play that little skit about Trump and how he became our president and how mainstream media was just saying there's no way that this man could win. There's no way. You're not going to do it. But and knowing now what the Democrats, they're pulling out every stop they can to try to derail this Trump train and our economy. I just, for the life of me, just cannot understand why anybody in this country right now would want to vote Democrat. I just, for the life of me, can't understand that. You, in order to be a Democrat in this day and age, you have to literally hate this country, hate the values this country stands for, hate your neighbor.
Yep.
I've never seen nothing like it. I never have in my lifetime. And I'm almost 50 years old. And it's just terrible. And it scares me to death. The things that they are doing today in 2019, think about 10 years from now what they're going to be trying to do.
If they stay, we can only hope they stay this crazy because they're just going to become an isolated pocket of extremists, and most Americans will reject that. I really believe that.
I honestly see I see another party probably hatching out from all this chaos.
Could be.
And you're going to have a group of Democrats that are lifelong Democrats. But you're going to see somebody come out, and they're going to run as a Democrat. But hopefully not have the same values that these idiots have got today. It just scares me to death.
It does me too, but I'm beginning to have faith that people are wising up. I really do.
Well, they are. They really are. And I'm glad to see the African-American community wake up and finally realize that for the past 70 years, these Democrats had done nothing for them but keep them impoverished,
yep,
destroy their cities, and destroy everything that they tried to get them to believe in.
I don't know. I appreciate the call. I got to run because we're getting tight for time here at 3:15. Thank you so much, Billy. The one of the best Facebook posts I've made all year was this morning, and it's a Chicago-style pizza. And it's basically just a pizza with bullet holes in it. It's pretty funny, I thought, anyway.
Funny and sad.
Well, yeah, I mean, but here's the thing.
Every time you move, those balloons follow you.
Yeah, they do?
Yeah. Happy birthday, boom!
I gotta show you guys this, because this is pretty classic. Come on, this computer's so slow. Our dial-up internet must be being used all over the building. Don't forget the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon is on Facebook. Make a prediction on the Ole Miss-Alabama game. Let's see, where is this? I posted a lot. There's a picture of me halfway through my life.
I want a signed 8x10 of that.
You do?
Yes.
I've got to get a hold of the morgue at the Sun Sentinel and order that. That's from a magazine.
At the Sun Sentinel?
Yeah. That's from their Sunday magazine when they used to make that back when you were a child.
That was just a wee little tot.
There it is. There's the Chicago stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
It is. Let's see how many likes and shares. All right, 113 likes, 19 shares.
Slow day on Greg's Facebook page.
It's been a little slow, but I've been posting a lot of stuff. Hey, John.
Hey, good afternoon. I just wanted to call and echo your last caller sentiments. He hit my feelings dead on the head. I don't know how anybody can vote a national Democrat, and at this point, they are seem to be against everything that we stand for. And
they
in 2000,
are.
I was a reluctant Donald Trump voter, but I voted for him. And at this point, I'll be a full tilt supporter of the man. And I was never a conspiracy theorist until Donald Trump came along, but it's blatantly obvious
yeah.
what's going on in America now. And like I said, I don't understand how anybody could possibly vote Democrat unless you're getting paid to do so.
He has got to get William Barr off his butt, and some of these people need to be able to. Congress is demanding Ukraine documents. We've got tape of Joe Biden bragging about leveraging Ukraine. When are we going to do something about that? When are we going to do something about Hillary's Russian collusion? The evidence is all there, and nothing's happening on that. That has to happen.
And what's funny about it is that they're trying to impeach the president for talking to somebody about an investigation, the exact same thing they did to him to undermine his, with no hint of impropriety, unlike Biden, where he was corruptly doing whatever he was doing with the Ukrainian company to extort money
correct
for his son. So it's a total hypocrisy.
Total.
So I appreciate your time, sir.
And I appreciate yours, and have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right, again, Duncan and Son Predictathon on Facebook. Please get your predictions in on the Ole Miss Alabama game. You got a prediction on that one, Dana?
Alabama wins. What's the spread on it?
I don't know. The key factor in this game is that Ole Miss got screwed in that game last
week. I hate Ole Miss, so that's not a good,
good
one to ask.
I was kind of tiptoeing around that, but since...
No, I'm a Mississippi State fan. I hate Ole Miss.
Oh, well, great.
Just putting it out there.
And thanks to you, Jacqueline. Thanks to you. I was very happy with how I looked in a lot of the pictures that the gang took this morning because I could see that I was thinner.
Well, good.
And that made me feel good, too, today.
Good.
Yes.
I attempted to make a keto birthday cake. I don't see a cake.
We're just going to leave it at that.
It's okay.
But look at we have.
But we have the keto bars.
Yes.
That's what
many,
counts.
We have
see?
Many. We
there
have many.
Go. That's what counts. And I didn't want to tempt you with a non-keto cake. So, but let's just say it was a rough night in the Robertson household last night.
I ate the frosting off the cake from Baumhauer's the other night. Didn't eat the cake, just
get
the frosting.
It.
So,
I
was a little bad.
You know what?
Look,
it's your birthday.
Non-scale victories, though. You didn't eat the cake.
It's
yes.
your birthday.
So, and when I woke up this morning, I felt great. And, you know, that was really, I said, either I am the light bulb that shines brightest just before it burns out and dies.
Oh, that's
or
a great way to look at it, Greg.
I'm enjoying, much better health.
Yes,
yeah,
you are.
Go. See?
The latter.
I'm even smoking less.
Good, that's good. A start.
Less. I'll still be running downstairs.
By next year, maybe, we won't
It'll
be
running downstairs every two breaks.
Yeah.
And I was really looking forward this afternoon because I get to enjoy your company in the studio 2 days this week instead
of
one.
We're here.
We're going to do some emergency broadcast training during the show today.
Some drills?
But let's take this call from Elvin.
Greg.
Yes.
Lucky dog. Happy birthday first.
Thank you.
Yes. I was going to ask, I had a pizza question. My
yes.
son graduated from Navy boot camp in Chicago about, 6-7 years ago. And we Googled it, and it was the Lighthouse. And it was the most awesome deep dish pizza I've ever had in my life. And I just wondered if you'd ever eaten there.
No, I don't know anything about that place. Is it
It's been there 50 years, and they bring it in this big iron skillet. And it's just, it was like 4 inches thick. It was awesome.
That's
we ate most of it. My daughter, the next morning, my daughter and I were fighting over the last piece. We shared it for breakfast.
That's how they do it at Uno and Due's, too, with the 4-inch deep pizza. But we had a guy, I don't know if you heard the call the other day. Who was
it?
Ken.
Yes. He went to Chicago, and I'd recommended he try Palermo's, which is a neighborhood pizza joint. And
right.
He called us after he made the trip and said it was the best.
Oh, I'm from the South. I like thin crust, but we got up there and it was, we Googled it and checked on it, but it was absolutely phenomenal. And it was a local place. It was small, but they bring the pedestal out and they set it up there, they cut it and they put it out on your plate. It was like, oh my God.
I would like to call Palermo.
Because I'm the kind of, you want to know why.
I wonder if I could have them send one.
I bet you they would for a nominal fee.
And then,
I have a friend that has them sent from different locations. She's on the road a lot, and she does have them sent to her.
That's convenient.
From Chicago. So, hey, you know, this day and time, you can get anything done.
Yeah.
Well, right here, thanks for the call. We have the pizza place, and that's the newest and best. They're at Harrison Road and Perry Hill Road. And they're open right now. And they're the ones that have that supersized pizza called the... Paul called the...
Oh, my God.
Too much caffeine today. And this is Eric.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, I've been at work, and I was curious. Has there been any talk about the mayor or mayoral debate that went on last night?
No.
Because Bibby wasn't on it.
So yeah. We didn't watch it,
so it was less newsworthy.
No, honestly, we didn't get a call about it this morning. I didn't get to listen to much of Joey or Dan today, so...
They talked about it a lot. Yeah. Like, the whole show.
Okay. Well,
because David Woods was on there.
Was on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did y'all watch it?
No, I am disinterested.
Well,
yeah, I really feel...
And the thing is like, I don't live in Montgomery, so I don't feel like a bad citizen for not watching. I don't vote in Montgomery, so.
I do live in Montgomery. Okay.
And I do, too.
And I didn't feel like a bad citizen for not watching it.
You should.
I'm going to try and get both of them in here separately before the election.
No, let's get them in here together and let's have a rumble.
With Delk and Tomlinson.
Let's do it.
With Delk and Tomlinson. All right, you guys host that show.
We'll host it, and we'll
totally
ask you the hard questions.
That's what I would like. That's what you do when you in your line of work.
Somebody comes in here to man this board, and Dana and I will be in here.
I did think that they asked an interesting... So I actually did, like, click on it, you know, to watch it after the fact. I did think that it was an interesting question as to basically how they were going to keep their respective fathers out of politics.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah. It was
David
like...
David Woods' dad had anything to do with politics.
Apparently he did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, according to a radio host that's no longer on this station, you know, Reed's dad was calling the day before the election wanting to know what jobs the mayor could hire and fire for.
Hmm. You know, well, I know there's some history there. That's
well. The question was basically, you know, how do you move on from your family's legacy in politics? Like, how are you going to separate yourself?
I
wasn't aware Woods was a politician. Kim Thor's father.
The way that David Woods responded, he was involved in politics and he was involved in civil service.
Oh, okay.
At some point.
All right. Well, I was just curious you wouldn't even hardly know that there's a mayor race coming up, you know, an election.
Well, shows like this are driven by callers, and frankly, there hasn't been a lot of phone call activity on it. It's still,
yeah.
Not on this program.
We tend to really get focused on these things the closer we get. And
it's kind of scary.
Well, I heard, and I can't confirm, that Reed made some commentary about being a sanctuary city. And if he really said that, and I'm not saying he did, I got that I got that the same way the whistleblower got the thing on Trump. I heard somebody say
that is not the way to get votes in Montgomery.
No, and I will move. I don't
care
what it costs.
I watched most of it. I didn't watch all of it, but I don't recall that.
You would think we'd be more interested. We still have people here. We haven't figured out how to take care of and motivate them to take care of themselves.
Exactly. Well, thank y'all. Have a good afternoon.
So I just Googled this because I was interested, and David Woods' father was Charles Woods, and he's now deceased, so I guess that's not an issue. But he was a World War II pilot in the Army Air Corps and was, like, severely burned and disabled and was, like, a huge philanthropist. So I'm going to have to go back. I think we DVR'd it. I'm going to have to go back and listen to
him. We did get a message.
We got to take a break.
Oh.
But I do want to come back to this because I have some thoughts about
things. This
election.
This things.
But I really feel like I'm mirroring, there's almost an apathy over this, as important as this election is and should be. Wow.
Yeah, like, not...
Man, that's a man who paid a price. It is 3:26. Wow, look at young David there with his dad.
I know.
How about that?
You can tell it's him, though. He's got the same smile.
Jacqueline, let the man go to commercial.
Oh, sorry. Commercial break.
Because you'll be pushing people out of the way to do that when you have your show.
I know. We have important things to discuss.
Yes, and we're going to get to all of it as best we can. Did want to mention and thank my friends at Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. When my electric bill started, it hit $500, and I don't have that big of a house, okay? Yeah, we have a pool, but we had a... Clark's came out first to make sure that everything was running efficiently. They found one area in the filtration process that needed to be fixed, and the attic fan had just stopped running. Now, that's not something I'm going to notice, because I'm not up in the attic. There's no indicator light that flashes when your attic fan goes out, but it does make a difference. So they got that fixed for me, and everything they've done for me this year, the bathtub disaster, all of it. Amazing work by their heating and air conditioning specialists and their plumbers. Team up with them to keep your costs down and make sure you have protection 24/7, 365 from Clark's. As a member, when you have an issue develop, like a burst water heater or your AC just cuts out, you can call them at 277-2125 and they're on the way. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and really amazing people, call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com. Own the now.
Tuesday, October 1st, you can hear one full hour of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest at 6 p.m. One full hour of fun and some great financial advice. Tuesday, October 1st on News Talk 93.1.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What do you think about my hat?
It ain't fitting. It just ain't fitting.
Well, I don't know. It's a little small. I do have.
That's a great look on you, Greg.
I don't think it's too small.
Is it the hat is too small or the head is too big?
Oh,
I can say that.
I can say that.
She can make
that
joke.
I have a huge head.
Her cranium is large.
Like, I couldn't even fit on my brother's football helmet. Like, my older brother.
When she
like,
was
older
a toddler.
By like 4.5 years. Still could never fit on his football helmet.
You need to take a picture of that.
I know.
It's not the size of the head, it's the. Hey there.
Hey there.
It's not the size of the head, it's the shape, isn't it?
Is it?
Not according to, like, all my hat sizes. When I was growing up and, like, playing softball and stuff, they used to have to make me order adult sizes. Oh, it was real sad.
She still has, she's
this
still
is a true story. that's a true story.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Thank you for the countdown.
10.
One more time before we hit the bottom of the hour.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Last call for Shanika Taylor, 396-5477. You entered the name game. We just called your name. Call that number and make sure you're eligible to win that 65-inch. Incredible. It can do everything. I think it can even make your bed. 65-inch Sony TV.
I need that. Cones.
Yeah. By the way, I'm proud to announce that Rosie is now the official producer for Happy Hour.
Aww.
You're officially a fish.
Yeah. And doesn't look at, she got the green hat. She looks like a princess today.
I know, because she has a happy birthday tiara.
So this is like a permanent position.
Well, you know, Joey.
We saw Joey downstairs.
Great sidekick, but, you know, the guy was just waiting for his opportunity, and it came. And he was so ready for it. I really need somebody with detail skills, because. Well,
yeah,
just,
we know. We know. You don't have to say it. We know.
Yeah, I actually got into a little. It wasn't too bad. The boss said about following the format and doing your breaks on time and stuff like that. It's important.
It is.
So,
we've discussed this.
And Rosie is a great.
Format
filter
follower.
For, yeah.
She's a good enforcer.
And a good influence.
She is a good influence.
Yes.
And my spiritual mentor and fashion advisor as well.
Hmm.
Here's somebody named Cooter.
Happy birthday, friend.
Thank you, Cooter. Yours is Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, yes it is. You're that much older than me.
Well,
I want y'all, I love you, man. And you have helped me so much more than, you know some that you've helped me, but you have helped me so much more that you don't know.
That's a wonderful compliment.
And Rosie, congratulations, and I'm happy for you.
Thank
Seriously.
You, Peter.
Well, she's been part of our family here. Like today, caters this amazing breakfast for us and the TV people over at... at Rising. It was just phenomenal.
Well, I hear him complain all the time because they don't get breakfast, so.
Well.
I got it this morning.
Is that what it takes, Rosie? Because Dana and I don't get breakfast either.
I'll be making trips downtown.
No, you're good. Coffee, yes.
I will make pies for you guys again.
Yeah. You mentioned Charles Woods earlier.
Yes.
I can remember years and years ago, he used to run for office every 4 years.
Yes.
He was on TV. I am so ashamed to say that when we were kids, we used to make jokes about his appearance. Oh. And I regret that.
It was a different time, though, Cooter. I mean, you know, I remember we'd see somebody with a, you know, with some type of physical disfigurement or missing a limb, and we didn't make fun of it per se, we just, it looked really strange to us. We were kids.
I don't know how true it is, but back, you know, later on in life, I heard that the Apollo astronauts, when they, Apollo 1, when they burned, that the amount of time, however many seconds that they heard movement from inside was about the same amount of time that Charles Woods was in the fire before he was able to escape.
Wow.
And if you do look at the Wikipedia on him, and then it talks about all the surgeries and because of him, they learned more about organ transplant. He was big into that. I mean, because of his condition and the work they did on him, they was able to take that and improve and go into the organ transplant business.
Listener Mike says that, and this is his opinion, Reed seems like a tax and spend candidate. I got news for you. 10% is all you're getting. I will fight tooth and nail against raising the city sales tax one more penny.
I will too.
David's father was injured in World War II. His dad always said that he would be governor if not for that. That, see, and that goes back to the appearances are everything and so forth. It's unfortunate.
Yes. Anyway, I love the show, and I love all of y'all, and I hope you all have a blessed weekend.
You too,
thank
Cooter.
Thank you, Cooter. Have a great weekend, and we will remind you on Tuesday that you have reached
happy
this
birthday.
This age. You think the maturity level?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
It is 3:37. Georgia Floors Direct has an enormous event going on. Those of you who are looking to redo a single room, they just absorbed the inventory of another flooring company that closed its doors, and they have prices as low as like $5 a yard installed on some remnants. I mean, they've got a bunch to choose from. It's not like a, you know, few scattered limited options, but they are packed with remnants, and Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers would love to help you out if you'd like to redo a room, especially with the holidays not that far off, less than 100 days till Christmas and about 70 till Thanksgiving. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Stop by Georgia Floors Direct till 7 o'clock tonight or sometime tomorrow and check out the incredible remnant sale they're having and every other flooring option. You can get a real wholesale price and install by the very best, the team they put together and work with for many years. Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination for half a century now, and with an excellent Facebook
traffic
page.
Is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Well, I'm going to tell you, for my very first day on Montgomery Skywatch traffic, you guys are making it easy for me. Everything is looking good at the moment. I-65, I-85, Atlanta Highway, we are building a little bit, but everything is flowing nice and easy. Be careful out there. We'll have another update in just minutes. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certifications and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones to apply at Reinhardt, 676-3862. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense, and they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you think you have unlimited data?
Recalculating.
Think again.
If you have unlimited data on a network you can't trust, your data is limited, and so are you. Set your smartphone free with the new unlimited plans from Total Wireless. Get four lines with unlimited data on the nation's best 4G LTE network with 100 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, for just $25 a month per line.
You have arrived at your destination.
Get the new unlimited plans. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery Fire Rescue investigators charged a juvenile female in connection with a fire at Carver High School. It happened September 25th in the second floor girls' bathroom. During the investigation, security camera footage showed four females possibly involved in intentionally setting that fire. One later confessed. She's charged with arson first degree. And earlier today, 650 Air Force cadets graduated from Air University's Officer Training School. That's the largest class since 1967. For 8 weeks, cadets trained to become leaders in Maxwell Air Force Base's Air University. Plus, if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, Alabama News Network's 5th annual Tickled Pink event is happening tomorrow. It's a day to not only learn and support people impacted by breast cancer, but also full of fun. Come on out to the multiplex at Crampton Bowl from 9 a.m. until 3. We can't wait to see you there. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you, but unfortunately, the drought continues to get worse, and the record high temperatures will continue for the next several days. In fact, well into next week, I think. Our forecast for tonight calling for mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 72. Then for tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, look for high temperatures in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day. Rain chances averaging about 10%, not quite zero. And then the month of October starts on Tuesday on a hot and dry note. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Non-binary.
I'm a Barbie man, sort of masculine. Barbie minus, gender bias, androgynous toy. I'm not a girl or boy. My tits are hairy, cause I'm non-binary. Not a boy or a girl, not a him or a her. Gender doesn't conform to my body.
I'm a cute little doll that is gender neutral. Need a private bathroom.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. It's happy hour with yours truly, Greg Budell. Rosie, yes. Officially named today as the assistant junior senior executive producer of the show. And the goddesses, Delkin Tomlinson.
Yes.
May I call you that?
You can call us whatever you want.
Yes. I don't think you have to ask any woman, can you call her a goddess?
I'll take it.
I just got a text from the
adorable
Rich Thomas. Are you having a wonderful birthday? Answer, the best ever.
You have streamers and noisemakers and party hats.
And party hats and
balloons.
That's true. Look at your call board.
Oh, no. You're kidding. Look at the word says.
Adorable.
It's him.
Hi.
It's him.
Did you just hear what I said?
I did. I heard all of that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so I called Rosie to check up on how your birthday's going, and she says there's balloons, and there's hats, and stuff, and it's just a celebration, a continuous celebration of your birthday.
So many things.
I guess I'm old enough to have a birthday party with girls, too, because...
Yeah, it's a co-ed party.
It's me and the three, and I'm just...
If you're not, too bad.
I'm in hog heaven.
Well, you know, it started out, I hope you agree, it started off great this morning. We had a fun show, and by the way, as much fun as you had between 6 and 9, let me tell you that we had an equal amount of fun, and everybody who listened too. So
you guys know my buttons, and you played me like a harpsichord today. Like Lurch in the Addams Family.
It was so cute, though.
But you know where you got me. You got me when I looked to my left and I saw Janelle on my phone.
At 7:45, Janelle had a scheduled... we had a scheduled FaceTime call, and all coordinated with Emily, and as far as the timing, and there was a package, and you reacted just the way we thought you would. We said... My God, he's going to cry.
Mm-hmm. I can't help it. It's, you know what? This was the first birthday since really 2005 that we were ever face-to-face at any point. And that's what made it all the more special. And she looked so happy. That's what I noticed first. She's smiling for real.
You know, you don't know the weeks behind... all the planning. We tried to get her up here, but then again, you went down to see her, and she couldn't come up here anyway for that particular day. So we were looking to surprise you with her in the studio. That couldn't happen, but fortunately, in between that planning period, you were able to go down to see her.
Yeah. It's hard for her because she's just started the job. Her days off are Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And she will not fly. She is terrified to get on an airplane. Yeah.
She
won a trip to some island in the Pacific Ocean.
I remember that.
It was worth $10,000,
yes.
But they would have had to fly.
Yes.
And she had to turn it down.
Oh, my God.
I can understand that. I mean, not to that extreme, but I mean,
I have sat beside in a flight a fearful flyer of America. A card-carrying member.
Yeah.
And it's, like, serious.
Yeah, well...
There's, like, cards?
I still pray on every takeoff and landing. I honest to God do.
I pray the whole flight.
When you're on a plane...
Hail Marying the whole time.
When you're on a plane, you're producing weather forecasts and YouTube videos and all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah, there is another story about that. But back to your birthday. First of all, let me say that you're... your executive producer there, Rosie, who is now Saint Rosie because she was beatified today.
And he knows the people to make that happen.
Oh yeah, we called Rome and it's all done. Yeah. You're beatified, and then not only took care of us this morning, thought about feeding us this morning, fed our friends at CBS 8 and ABC 32, and they were very appreciative as well.
Good.
Rosie. You and I go back to like...
a long way.
Another radio station in the early 80s.
Yes.
Wow. You're just an amazing person, and you're a good friend to not only our birthday boy, but to all of us.
Thank you, sweet Rich.
I'm hoping you're having a great birthday. I think you are, right, Greg?
I just texted you three words with a period after each.
I saw that.
Best ever.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm going to let you guys enjoy yourself. Hey, Jacqueline, how's Stephen doing?
Sweetest little boy ever.
Yeah.
I want to meet him someday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll make that happen.
Okay, good deal. Onward with your show, and I just wanted to say hi and happy birthday.
You are a great blessing in my life, my friend. Thank
you. I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I knew who Rich Thomas was the first week I moved here because I made it a point to find out who the names were and stuff. But it took 2014, so almost 9 years before I actually even saw him in person. And then it was a couple of years later that everything came together for him to become part of this. And then somebody made an interesting comment the other day that they had no idea that Rich Thomas was so funny and clever and witty until he was on the radio with us.
Well, there's not a lot of opportunity for wit in the weather, you know? And, like, straight weathermanning, like, there's only so much humor you can really
straight,
put in there.
Straight weathermanning.
And I need other people, too. It's like when he was a DJ at HHY, you're there by yourself. What, are you going to tell yourself jokes?
So that I feel like Greg would. I feel like Greg would be like, hey, listen to this one.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't heard that before. That's what I would say to myself. okay, let's say to Bert.
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to call you and tell you happy birthday, man.
Okay, hold on. Thank you.
You know, and I really think you need to change your name to the amazing Greg Boudel.
Amazing?
Yeah, the amazing Greg Boudel.
I'm amazed today, but I don't know that I'm amazing.
Well, let me tell you. I've been listening to you for a long time, except for that little short period of time where I didn't have a radio in my truck, and I had to get a new truck, but...
Did you have to get a new truck because of the radio?
Yeah.
Because you couldn't listen to Greg Boudel?
Because I couldn't listen to Greg Boudel. That's exactly right. So, anyway, I don't think the majority of people out there really understand how much information you have to crunch on a daily basis to stay up on everything that you do.
Oh, Greg's up at like 3:30, 3:45, I feel like, every morning.
2:22.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I try to catch the news when I can. And I'm just absolutely amazed every day when you've got new information, you have a comment on everything, you got an opinion on everything. I just don't think people really, really understand how much effort you have to put in to doing what it is that you do. You know, I think folks think that all you do is, you know, sit around and drink coffee behind a microphone and...
To not only know the news, but to also be able to offer an informed opinion.
And be so witty.
Well, that's absolutely right. Now, I do want to make a comment right quick about the mayor's race.
Go ahead.
Greg, I've ran for office several times here in Montgomery. And believe me, the best man doesn't always win. However, I've got a new campaign slogan for somebody, and it's get the masses off their asses. The problem is it's apathy. Everywhere you go, you hear people complaining about, you know, city planning or you know, certainly the crime situation, and that's what I really have a heart for, because I was in law enforcement almost 30 years. And but it's apathy. And you're right. I don't hear that many people calling in.
I used that word earlier, yeah. I'm not picking up the urgency. And you get that. You do get an intuition for that when you do this long enough, a sense
right.
of what people are, you know.
Right.
Really, we had that going on a number of years ago, you know, when Bobby Bright was being challenged by Scott Simmons.
Right.
I have separate thoughts about that today, but we
right.
saw
right.
an activism that eventually evolved into the Tea Party a couple of years later. And
well,
everybody went back to their lives, and now what's going to happen? If they keep up what they're doing now, Bert, I got to run, buddy. I'm so sorry. It's almost 4, and I'm already behind. What's going to happen is my prediction. If they keep up this crap, this nonstop garbage, one fake, we got to impeach him thing after another, they are going to inspire something that will make the Tea Party look like a Tea Party. That's where it's going. And it has the potential to get very ugly. So, because people are sick of it. You have pressed us, pushed this and pushed this. You were like a screaming infant. And after enough binkies, the infant's still screaming. So what do you do? It's got to stop. or I fear for the ugliness in the future. Everything is fine as long as you agree with them, and the media is the echo chamber for their insane views. I'm just over it. 356 on News Talk 93.1 FM, a company dedicated to restoring choices to lives affected through loss of mobility is Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, not just for the folks here in the River Region who have caught that toughest of all breaks, but they serve people all over the southeast of the United States, and James Garrett and Tommy Johnson have a wall full of awards to show for it, but they're not all about awards. They're just interested in how the next person that comes to them for assistance can be helped to the max, how many choices they can restore, including now, thanks to modern digital technologies, the driving option for people that, for some, we're told you'll never be able to drive a car again. You're just going to be too limited to do it safely. Now they can. This is amazing stuff, and they do it all on a customized basis in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Please visit them on Facebook and look at the miracles they make every day at Gulf States Mobility. 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. Ty, I need you to hold for a bit.
Still looking pretty good on this Friday afternoon. Beginning to get a little bit congested from East Chase to Vaughn on Taylor. Also, Fairview Avenue, a little heavy this afternoon, but 85-65 Atlanta Highway still looking good. Drive carefully out there, and please don't text and drive. Tonight, Friday night at the Shack, chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw just $5. Don't miss 50-cent chicken wings during Monday night football. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.